From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Badlands by Richard S. Wheeler. Now let's begin with Badlands, Chapter 1. Candace Jane Matilda Huxtable wished she had loosened her corset before stepping off the edge of the world. The trouble was that man Van Vliet. Every time he peered at her from the mottled ruin of his face, she had the impulse to flee to her cabin and tighten it. A corset had always been a comfort. The fine baleen whalebone stays had armored her against the world, pinched a waist that didn't need pinching, and stiffened her back into a model of British dignity. The stays, snugged into the layered linen of the corset, were faintly visible through her summery nankeen, a caution to the others who stood there on the hot bank of the Missouri River, waiting for the deckhands to unload all their cargo. Behind her, sweating deckmen eased the wagons down the wobbly stage from the deck of the Spread Eagle to the arid bank. The white boat rocked in the muddy water, hissing steam from its escapement and belching smoke. A live monster, eager to thrash the river again with its great side paddles. The others in the group eyed her with dismay. Professor Wood's stare was frosty, but J. Roderick Crabtree seemed to be faintly amused. She wasn't even one of them, although her father had been. They hadn't invited her. The Smithsonian Institution hadn't funded her. And worst of all, she was an unmarried woman in a wild land where women shouldn't be. She ignored that. She'd show them soon enough she could do field work as well as any male. She didn't expect a hearty welcome and a toast.